Federal Judge William Pauley says the deal between the city and the federal government had, quote, fatal procedural flaws. One of those flaws includes the amount of money needed to fix all the issues NYCHA's 400,000 residents are dealing with: lead paint, mold, lack of heat during the winter. The city had agreed to send $2.2 billion over 10 years to clean up those problems, but as Judge Pauley points out in his decision, NYCHA has $32 billion in unmet needs, saying under the current funding, it would take until the year 2166 before all the issues are solved. And as Judge Pauley points out, that assumes that NYCHA's housing stock will not deteriorate further over the next 148 years.
I mean, the rejection of the consent decree is earth-shattering.
Bronx City Councilmember Richie Torres was critical of the city's agreement with the feds from the start, but Torres says the lack of a firm agreement now,
it destabilizes hundreds of thousands of people, the people who pay the heaviest price for the residents in public housing. So even though the judge's arguments are compelling, the practical effect of the decision is more chaos and more confusion.
In a statement, Mayor de Blasio's press secretary says this decision will not affect the city's investment in NYCHA and will work with the federal government on being responsive to the court. Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.